This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
This is Marketplace Money from APM, American Public Media. I'm Tess Vigeland.
It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe.
Hi, welcome to the Remarket Podcast for Friday, July 20th. In Los Angeles, I'm Ethan Lindsay. I'm the acting managing editor here at Marketplace. In Los Angeles, we're suffering through the summer with scorching temperatures of, 82 degrees. Fine, Southern California's summer is actually dreamy. I'll admit it. But no matter the weather, summer can be a drag when you're stuck in the office. Or, like us, when you're trying to make a news show. Think about it. A lot of people take their summer vacations right now, even people who make news, and without newsmakers, it can get pretty slow in the news business. That even prompted a brainstorm here at Marketplace over how to cover summer itself. You can look forward to a lot of those stories coming soon, including a look at how Europeans refuse to give up on their summer. Marketplace sustainability reporter Eve Tro already got her toes wet when she looked into the sustainability of summer vacation.
The Santa Monica Pier is instant summer. Sun, sand, a roller coaster, and tourists like...
I'm Alan Carruthers from Greenville, South Carolina.
Wife, Julie.
Son, Caleb, 15.
The Carruthers embody what you might conjure from summer vacation, a family in shorts and t-shirts traveling together. Alan, the dad, says it's not hard for him to get time off work. Like many households, his son's schedule dictates vacation.
Oh, most definitely. He plays travel basketball, so we don't travel any during school year, and we don't travel any first part of the summer because of sports.
And then I had a mission trip, went to Allendale, South Carolina, with my church. So
they have this 1 week together in California before school starts in August. With a bit of a recession twist, the family is visiting their daughter, who just moved here. She's recently out of college and could use a boost.
She's struggling now. Once one graduates from college and they're on their own, they struggle a little bit.
Interview us about that. The job hunt in America for the new college grads.
In fact, a job interview kept their daughter away from family beach day. The unemployment rate weighs on vacation plans even for people with jobs. As companies plow ahead with minimal staff, workers feel less free to take off. Human resources expert Steve Kane says they also want to be indispensable.
Well, at least seem indispensable, yes.
If you leave for 2 weeks and the office stays the same...
There is a sense that if the world can continue without one's input, maybe your input isn't that significant.
That need to be needed fuels another trend, the workcation.
Oh, I never get away from the office. Even though I'm taking my vacation days, I'm always looking through my email and making phone calls.
Vivian Panu is a local I met on the Santa Monica Pier. She just got back from a trip to Chicago. A few days of work, downtime with her two kids in between.
That Eve also explains why other people take vacation during off-peak times to save money on air travel. You can listen to the full piece at marketplace.org. There's another summer tradition. The Olympics. They're a tricky beast to cover at a business show. We don't tally the number of medals countries win. We're busy focusing on other numbers. Still, on Marketplace Money this week, host Tess Vigeland talked to sports agent Evan Morgenstein about what the games mean for athletes' financial lives. Morgenstein says that for swimmers and gymnasts, if they win big, they can make big money. He says the games are less lucrative for other sports, like rowing. Here's one exchange.
So when you're talking to some of these athletes about trying to capitalize on this experience, what is your advice to them in terms of how they might make themselves more valuable once it's all over with? Aside from, of course, winning a gold medal.
Right. You know, look, that's what everybody wants, but unfortunately not everybody's going to win a gold medal.
Right.
And I've had plenty of non-gold medalists make money as well. But I start off by telling people, don't drunk tweet. Everybody's watching.
You really need to tell them that?
Oh, absolutely. These are kids. Kids, you know, because most of their friends aren't athletes. You know, you have to pay attention to that. Social media, basically what it does is it exposes the athlete to a significant audience, which is great on a very immediate basis and in a very intimate way. The flip side of that is if you don't have your best day in life, which could mean anything, somebody's going to take a picture of it and tweet it, and all of a sudden it's going to be everywhere.
To hear the full interview or Tessa's talk with an Olympic high jumper, go to marketplace.org and click on Money. Summer may be lazy for some, but for Mark Garrison, it's been a grind. He started at Marketplace just 2 weeks ago, and we have been putting him through the ringer. He joins me now in the studio. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Marketplace and to Remarket.
Yeah, this is great. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that I got to start my first 2 weeks in L.A. because the weather comparison between L.A. and New York, it's pretty severe.
Remarket this week is about summer.
Yes.
What are your initial impressions of the Los Angeles summer?
You know, you like open your phone and you're looking at the weather and it's pretty much the same. It's just like this like cut and paste of the weather
right.
from the, you know, like
each
that.
Day,
so
yeah.
consistently good. Although I did get a day of rain. I remember seeing rain, and that was almost like seeing a endangered species like walk across
your
lawn.
That's one of those things that when people come to LA and they experience rain, they have gut reactions because people tell you things. Did you have any did people say anything funny, you know, on that day, on the rainy day?
Well, actually, part of that day I was with you,
yes.
And you're not a funny guy. So, okay. Yeah, it just didn't work out. Yeah.
Sorry.
Where was the wit, man?
Yeah, no.
I looked to you for witty things.
Hey, well, I should have told
you. And interpretations
of
Southern California.
People always tell me, they say, get off the roads. People don't know how to drive in the rain. One time I was working in the Marketplace studios in the middle of the night when I was on the overnight shift, and it started raining, and the whole studio, the power just went out. As if L.A. things aren't planned to deal with water of that sort.
Yeah, earthquake. We've got a plan. There are things in place. Rain, we can't deal.
Right.
We got to stop.
So looking forward, what are you excited about doing here at Marketplace and covering here?
I'm excited about being on the team. I'm excited about the creative room to roam that you guys give people.
Right, right.
And I've been able to do that this week. You guys were not shy about throwing me out there, giving me spots, assignments right off the bat. And it's been fun. So, yeah, it's a really cool team. It's a cool thing just to be with all these people that I've been a long-time fan of Marketplace.
Yeah, well, so if you're a long-time fan, do you have any specific things that you remember or love about Marketplace when you're a listener?
I think what I love about Marketplace is that even if I am aware of a story, I will get an entirely different take on the story, something I didn't know, something I'm really surprised by, and something I want to tell somebody about, you know, where it's basically like, oh, I had no idea that this was involved in that or that this is how that works. And I feel like Marketplace is good on that. So I've gotten to do a little of that, and I hope to do more of that. It's great.
Mark Garrison, thank you very much. We look forward to hearing more of your work.
Cool. Glad to be here.
Finally, we can't talk about this summer without talking about the historic drought going on in the Midwest. On stories like that, we always try to go to talk to people actually experiencing the trauma firsthand. Kai Rizdahl talks to a cattle farmer, for instance. That's online. But we also try to go to powerful officials who can try to do something about it. On the Marketplace Morning Report this week, host Jeremy Hobson spoke with U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
Well, who is being most affected right now by this drought, and where are you focusing the government's attention?
Well, the interesting thing about this drought is how widespread it is. If you take a look and compare this drought to what occurred in the 1930s and what occurred in the 1950s and what most recently, about 25 years ago, occurred in 1988, this drought is less severe at this point in time, but certainly more widespread.
And what kind of impact could it have? What are your fears about that at the moment?
It's already having a very significant and serious impact on production and yields. We expect at this point in time about nearly 40% of our corn crop and a little over 30% of our bean crop is in poor or very poor condition, which are very high numbers. Conversely, those numbers are somewhat similar to how much corn is in good and excellent shape. And normally we have 60 to 70% of our crops in good to excellent shape. And now we're looking at 30% of our crop.
Any sense yet about what that's going to do to consumer prices?
Well, here's the interesting thing. The livestock producers are the ones who are most impacted directly today by this drought. So they may start liquidating herds. When they do that, prices for meat and poultry and pork over time, they'll go up a bit. But it takes quite a bit of a jump for food prices to be dramatically affected by something like this.
Mr. Secretary, I want to ask you one more question before I let you go. This is, as you said, the worst drought in decades. The first half of this year, according to the government, was the hottest in 118 years of record keeping across the country. The UK has just had its wettest June since records began there. Is it the view of the U.S. government that this is climate change?
Well, I'm not an expert on climate change, and so it probably wouldn't be appropriate for me to respond specifically to that question. My focus, and I think the focus of the USDA and the president right now, is on making sure we get help to these folks. That's our focus. It's not trying to figure out today what may be causing this or what may be impacting it. We know it is impacting farmers and ranchers. Our heart goes out to their families and these hardworking folks. We just want to be able to provide them some help and assistance.
Tom Vilsack is the Secretary of Agriculture. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have any summer story ideas for us? Go online or tweet us. We're at Marketplace APM.
Hot air. Hot air. So hot in here. So hot air.
Oh. Hope you enjoyed this week's Remarket podcast. I'm Ethan Lindsay at Ethan Lindsay MMR on Twitter. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to Remarket in the iTunes Store or at marketplace.org.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.